Christmas and you will see. This our town of Halloween.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween. Pumpkins scream in the dead of night.
This is Halloween, everybody make a scene.
Trick or treat,
tell the neighbors on the diaphragm.
It's our town,
everybody's free. In this town of Halloween.
I am the one hiding under your bed. Teeth ground sharp and eyes glowing red.
I am the one hiding under your stairs. Fingers like snakes and spiders in my hair.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween. Halloween, 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 Halloween.
In this town we call home, everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
In this town, don't we love it now? Everybody's waiting for the next surprise.
Round that corner man hiding in the trash can. Something's waiting now to pounce and howl. You'll scream.
Hey, this is Halloween.
Red and black.
And slimy green.
Aren't you scared?
Well, that's just fine.
Say it once, say it twice. Take a chance and roll the dice. Ride with the moon in the dead of night.
Everybody scream. Everybody scream.
In our town of Halloween.
I am the clown with the tearaway face.
Here in a flash of Donovan Trace.
I am the who in the cold stare.
I am the wind blowing through your hair.
I am the shadow on the moon at night, filling your dreams to the brim with fright.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween. Halloween, 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 Halloween,
Halloween. No fun without a good scare.
That's our job.
But we're not mean.
In our town of Halloween. In this town.
Don't we love it now?
Everyone's waiting for the next surprise.
Skeleton Jack might catch you in the back and
scream like a bat. You make you jump out of your skin.
This is Halloween. Everybody scream.
Won't you please make way for a very special guy?
Wildman Jack is king of the pumpkin patch. Everyone hail to the pumpkin king.
Now
this is Halloween. This is Halloween. Halloween, 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 Halloween.
We call home. Everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
Ooh la la! What is up and welcome back to Radio Libre 2.0 on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Nick and you just heard This Is Halloween from the Tim Burton, not Tim Burton movie, Nightmare Before Christmas. This month, I might have mentioned it last week, but this month I decided to, not as a challenge, but more just as a fun thing to do, to watch one spooky movie every single day of October. And I already have it locked in that actual Halloween's movie will be Night Before Christmas, because then I can kind of go into it, into the holiday season, which starts November 1st, and kind of have a movie that does both things for me. For those of you wondering, my movie today was a Interview with a Vampire, with Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise, Kirsten Dunst. Who else was in it? I don't remember. I literally finished watching it a couple hours ago, but I don't remember everyone. Oh, of course. Antonio Banderas. He was in it. And Christian Slater, pretty good stacked cast. I really liked it. It was very good. But we're not here to talk about movies. We're here to talk about music and listen to some music. There's a lot of Halloween music. I know, I'm sure if you've been tuning in before this show, you've heard plenty of Halloween music, because it's Monday. It's the beginning of the Halloween. Last weekend was the first Halloween, and this weekend is the second Halloween. So because Halloween's on a Thursday, it kind of messes things up for everyone, so everyone's figuring it out. But I got some fun songs for you tonight. I got a mix of some classic Halloween hits with some spooky songs that are perfect for your Halloween, whether they were intended to be Halloween songs or not. I have these all on my Halloween playlists, though. So I listen to these all throughout the month of October, especially. Next up for you guys, we got a classic, and this is especially classic because of a bit done in the Peacock original show Ted, which is the prequel for the two Ted movies with Seth MacFarlane and Vomit Mark Wahlberg. But the show, it has this whole bit where Ted and I'm literally blanking on the human's name. I don't know why, but I'm not going to bother looking it up right now. So the two of them are talking about how the song The Monster Mash is about a song called The Monster Mash. But the song The Monster Mash is not actually the song that the song is about. So they end up writing the song of which the song The Monster Mash is about, therefore completing the cycle and making everything make sense. So here's the song about the song, the original song. It's Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Keepers. Crypt Kickers? The Crypt Kickers. Excuse me, I was about to say the Crypt Keepers, but it's the Crypt Kickers. Here is the Monster Mash.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash good! Easy, Igor, you impetuous young boy. Mash good!
Monster mash good!
Shivers down your spine. will shock your soul, seal your doom tonight. Spooky, scary skeletons speak with such a screech. You'll shake and shudder in surprise when you hear these zombies shriek.
We're so sorry, skeletons, you're so misunderstood. You only want to socialize,
but I don't think we should.
A spooky, scary skeleton shouts startling, shrilly screams. They'll sneak under sarcophagus and just won't leave you be.
That was Heads Will Roll, the A-Track remix by Yeah Yeah Yeahs. And then before that was, of course, the Spooky Scary Skeletons Undead Tombstone remix by Andrew Gold. A couple of great Halloween remixes. I do appreciate them. My girlfriend, when I was telling her I was doing a Halloween show, immediately she told me Spooky Scary Skeletons going to be on there. And I was like, you got me, because that's top of my Halloween playlist. I play that song to death every year, and then it hits November 1st, and I say bye-bye. I don't listen to the song till October 1st of the next year. So we got a love-hate, not a love-hate, but we got a complicated relationship, me and Spooky Scary Skeletons Undead Tombstone Remix by Andrew Gold. But that specific Heads Will Roll remix, I love. But also, as I've listened to the song, and I've also come to appreciate the original song, because when I first heard the song, I heard this remix, and so I didn't really care for the original. I thought it was too slow. I thought it was too kind of, I don't know how to describe it, kind of sloshy, because this is very staccato with the bass and with the trap, like percussion, whereas the original is a lot more fluid. But the last time I heard it, it was the episode of Agatha All Along, which is the WandaVision sequel show that ends this Wednesday. But there was this really big reveal that all us comic fans knew was coming, so it wasn't that shocking, but it was meant to be this big shocking reveal, and then it immediately cut to the credits with this song, the original Heads Will Roll by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, on it. which was cool. It was nice to hear the song again. The next song I got up for you guys is very near and dear to my heart because it is from my number two favorite album of all time. You know, if you've been listening to the show, you know that number one is the Gorillaz album Demon Days. But number two, and I was actually talking about it with some friends today, number two is the Bruno Mars album Doo-Wops and Hooligans. And, you know, we got Grenade, we got Count on You, we got Runaway Baby, we got all those good songs, but then a song that I feel like not enough people talk about is at the very bottom of the album, the very end. And that, of course, I'm talking about is The Other Side featuring CeeLo Green and my boy Bob. It's great. They put werewolf sounds in the background, so you know it's spooky. You know what's Halloween-y. And the rap at the end, B.O.B., here we go.
It's better if you don't understand. It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control. It's just a jump to the left.
And not a step to the right.
Put your hands on your hips.
You bring your knees in time. But it's the perfect throws. You really drive you insane. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
Well, I was walking down the street just to have on a thing. A snake of a guy gave me an eagle wing. He shook me up, he took it by surprise. He had a pickup truck in those devil's eyes. He stared at me and I felt the change. Time and nothing ever would again.
Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
It's just a jump to the left.
And not a step to the right.
You put your hands on your hips.
Just a jump to the left.
And not a step to the right.
You put your hands on your hips.
You bring your knees in time. But it's the pelvic thrust. It really drives you insane. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
Paralyzed, 'cause this is devil, devil night.
close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
That was Michael Jackson Thriller. Oh my God, the epitome of music. That was a joke. I know how to say epitome. I just, every time I think of the word epitome, I always think of that whole idea of people who have only read words saying them for the first time, and people commonly use epitome as an example because people that have only read it will always read it as epitome. Sorry, random tangent. I know that was a really weird joke, but yeah. Michael Jackson Thriller is the epitome of, I think, good Halloween music that's also just good music. It wasn't intended as Halloween music, I don't think. But, of course, it's a very spooky, scary song. And it works well with your Halloween playlist. But before we continue with my Halloween playlist that I'm sharing with you, we got a public service announcement. This will be a quick one. It's about financial literacy. If you want to have money in your future, don't rely on luck. Pay down your high-interest cards. For more free ideas on how to save, go to feedthepig.org. My girlfriend's telling me she wants to take a financial literacy class next semester, which is great. And then we got to a long conversation about how that should be something that they teach just, you know, in high school. I mean, in college it'd be great if it was like a requirement to take one semester, but in high school at least, like right before you're 18, right before you're allowed legally to get your first credit card, I think it would be good to just kind of understand that. I'm very fortunate that my grandmother specifically is very, very passionate about money and money handling. And so I was taught a good deal. And I got my first credit card when I was 18, you know. And yeah, I just think financial literacy is a good skill to have. So yeah, be financially literate. Nice. Back to the music though. Got a couple more songs for you guys. I know I've played a couple long ones. I got one more particularly long one for you guys. It's funny because this is a group that I like. And up until a couple weeks ago, I don't think I'd ever played a song of theirs on the show. But that song and this song are my two favorites of the group. If I say the lead singer, it'll give it away. So I'm not going to say the lead singer yet. But they're a really interesting group because when I first found out about them, I was very familiar with the concept of a traditional band where I think maybe five members was the most I'd seen. And this group has a lot. I don't know the specific number, but I do just know it's a lot just because of the sound that they're going for. It's a lot. I mean, not all of them have been in the group the entire time. Obviously, like, groups fluctuate, but I think in the most part, it's a lot of guys. They categorize themselves as a surrealist musical theater troupe, because they like originated in this group, which the lead singer, who I'm going to drop the name right now, Danny Elfman, of course I'm talking about Oingo Boingo, they wrote and performed stuff, and then they went straight into the alternative indie scene with their music. Now, if we've gotten this far, and you know who Oingo Boingo is, I'm sure you already know what song I'm going to play for you. But if you don't, sit back, relax, because you're invited to a dead man's party.
We'll be right back.
That was the Dickies and their song Killer Clowns, which was featured, of course, in the movie Killer Clowns from Outer Space, which was my spooky movie a few days ago. I love that movie, cult classic, the all practical, which I love. So if you have not seen Killer Clowns from Outer Space and you are okay with clowns, highly recommend. There was a period where I did not like clowns. I was deathly afraid of clowns, but I got over my fear. I like forced myself to get over my fear, and I wouldn't say I love clowns, but they don't scare me. But then I love Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Such a funny movie, but it's good. The effects are good. It's funny. It's campy. It's a cult classic movie. Highly recommend. But the last song I got for you guys is very special, and I'm going to dedicate this one to my mother. I know she's listening. She's a big Disney fan, and her favorite ride at Disneyland is the Haunted Mansion. And one of the best songs and the main song on the Haunted Mansion is a little song called Grim Grinning Ghosts. So here, from the album that was released to promote the ride when it opened, here is Grim Grinning Ghosts from the Haunted Mansion.
Creak in doorless chambers, and strange and frightening sounds echo through the halls. Whenever candlelights flicker, where the air is deathly still, that is the time when ghosts are present, practicing their terror with ghoulish delight.
Try to hide,
or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a darkish hide.
They pretend to terrorize, when we both come out to socialize.
As the moon climbs high o'er the dead oak tree,
spooks arrive for the midnight spree.
Creepy creeps with eerie eyes,
starts to shriek and harmonize.
When we don't start
to socialize.
When you hear the knell of a requiem bell,
weird ghosts dream where spirits dwell.
Restless bones etherealize,
rise as spooks of every size.
When the crypt doors creak and the tombstones quake, spooks come out for a swinging wake. Happy hearts materialize and begin to vocalize. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
Now don't close your eyes and don't try to hide, or a silly spook may sit by your side, shrouded in a daft disguise.
They pretend to terrorize. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
moon climbs high or the dead oak tree, spooks arrive for the midnight spree. Creepy creeps with eerie eyes start to shriek and harmonize. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
When you hear the knell of a requiem bell, weird glows gleam where the spirits dwell. Restless bones etherealize, rise as spooks of every size. Oh, yes, they do.
When the crypt doors creak and the tombstones quake,
spooks come out for swinging wake.
Happy haunts with cheery eyes
and begin to vocalize.
Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
Now don't close your eyes, they don't try to hide.
All the silly spook takes it by your side.
Shroud in air and his sky.
The moon climbs high over dead oak trees.
Spooks arrive for the midnight spree.
Creepy creeps with eerie eyes
start to shriek and
harmonize. Grim grinning ghosts start to socialize.
When you hear the bell of a requiem bell,
hear those in your spirits well.
Restless bones eat their eyes,
rises spooks of every size.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory.
Hurry back, hurry back.
Rest in peace.
Be sure to bring your death certificate if you decide to join us. Make final arrangements now. We've been dying to have you.
Yeah, so I just think that's a great song. I really also think that the way they did it for the album, where they integrate the beginning of the ride, the main part of Grim Grinning Ghost, and then that last end part is actually when you're exiting the ride, is just really fun because it allows you to have the experience of listening to essentially the entire ride. Also attached to that original album is the story of the ride. So if you've ever been curious what the story of the ride is, you can hear it. Ron Howard, who was in Happy Days and now he's a director, he is one of the characters in that. I mean, it was a radio thing, so it's all just like a, think of it as a podcast or an audiobook. Definitely check that out. It's super cool. But I also, one last thing before we wrap up, I always find it funny that the most Halloween-related ride at the Disney parks, especially at Disneyland, gets redressed to be Nightmare Before Christmas when it's Halloween. That's kind of funny to me. Because, like, it gets another look for the holiday that it actually pertains to. But that's just me. I love the Night Before Christmas. I love the Night Before Christmas overlay to the ride. It's great. If you haven't been, go to California, check it out. I don't think they do it in Florida, so, but yeah, that's all for today. If you like what you heard on the show, Radio Libre 2.0's complete chronological music catalog can be found on Apple Music. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. This has been Radio Libre 2.0 wishing you a great Tuesday. Also of note, I was just looking, and today, this week-ish, is the 2-year anniversary of the show. So thank you all so much for listening to the show for the 2 years that we've been on. I mean, we got one more semester. We're going to make it count. But if I showed you some new Halloween music that you hadn't heard before, I'm grateful. I'm glad. If all of them were classics that you already knew, I'm glad too. Whatever floats your boat. Have a great night. Have a great Tuesday.
Whether I'm going to Johnny Foodmaster's or cruising the parkway on my TA, I like to tune in to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It's wicked piss up.
Thank you.
crisis or a boring change when it's central, so essential. It has a nice ring when you laugh at the low life opinions, and they're coming.